today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Aww.
Oh, no, we're welcoming back Congress, Mary. You're welcome back as well, but we're talking about Congress. They're coming back. They're going to gavel in tomorrow, the 115th Congress. And joining us on the line right now to tell us what we can expect when that happens is Susan Fariccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner and a good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Susan. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Mary and Brian. Good to talk to you both.
All right. So give us some lowdown on how things are going to go tomorrow when this Congress comes back into session.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting because the Republican Congress now has a Republican president beginning on January 20th. So they are really revved up and eager to get their agenda rolling. But tomorrow is a day that there are a lot of procedural things required to begin a new Congress. This is, as you said, the 115th Congress. So they need to do some basic things like elect a speaker. As we know, it's Paul Ryan, and he's going to be running again for speaker, and he is expected to win his first full term as speaker in a vote on the House floor that will require both Democratic and Republican votes. I do expect there may be Republicans who don't vote for him, as there always are Republicans who vote against the speaker in recent years. But he's expected generally to easily win his first full term as speaker. So that's going to be probably the big vote tomorrow.
No surprises expected there, right?
There's none expected, no, because it sounds like the speaker is on good terms with the House Freedom Caucus, and they are the ones who generally vote against him or who are generally upset with the leadership. And it sounds like that's going okay generally, although there may be some who do not vote for him. I would be surprised if he gets everybody in the Republican conference. It's possible he will. Usually he gets a few defectors, and I expect he will. The second interesting vote will be on a rules package. Every new Congress, the chamber has to vote on the House side on a rules package. Not on the Senate side, on the House side they need to do this. And this time there's one interesting item that is almost guaranteed to draw a lot of Democratic criticism is a provision that would prevent, would fine lawmakers who use recording devices on the House floor.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
Well, as you may recall, earlier this year, the Democrats held this so-called sit-in on this House floor where they held on to the floor of the House for a day or two, where they, including overnight, where they were giving speeches and demanding action on legislation that they had written to deal with guns. And so this would, of course, this would limit gun ownership to certain types of guns and require more rigorous gun background checks. That's what they wanted, and then they sat on the floor for a couple days. And while they did it, they used their phones and iPads to Facebook it live and to use the Periscope live. And so I guess that was a big problem. I know I was there sitting outside the chamber, and I know that the people who run this House floor were not happy because it's breaking rules. Republicans were looking for a way to deal with this. They weren't quite sure, how do we deal with these Democrats who disrupted the floor, basically held the floor hostage for a couple of days, and Republicans couldn't do anything, couldn't run the floor. And they disrupted the big vote. They were holding up signs, and yeah, it was just quite the scene. And so they're trying to figure out how do we deal with this, and what they came up with on the Republican side was this fine for people who use recording device. It's interesting because it's a financial punishment. So I'm just curious to see, you know, how that's going to go, if that's going to deter anybody. And so that's what they came up with.
But let me ask you about that though. So they're gonna with this rule, which, by the way, I found that the Democrats broadcasting their temper tantrum, I found it to be wildly entertaining and free entertainment at that. But you said that doing what they did was breaking the rules. So there's a rule, so there must be a punishment for that. And as far as I know, there was no punishment inflicted. So they can probably pass as many new rules as they want. If no one enforces the rules, it really doesn't matter, and it's just a waste of time. So
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so
Democrats are always very... They were like, hey, you're going to punish us for holding this really important demonstration on the floor about mm-hmm. Gun control, when so many people have been killed. I mean, they knew how to pull, they knew how to hit back at the Republicans over this. But this was really changing the way the House operated. They basically went against, you know,
right,
decades of precedent and just basically took over the floor. They're in the minority. They don't have control of the floor, yet they were controlling the floor. That's
right.
Pretty
okay.
Unbelievable thing that happened. So I think Republicans are like, what do we do? And this is what they came up with.
Let me ask you, because Brian and I were talking earlier in the show about expectations for 2017, and there is definitely this sense of excitement in people, you know, with Trump and the forgotten man, and people feel, wow, I have a voice in Washington now. Are our expectations of what can actually be accomplished too high? I mean, this is like a huge our country is like a cruise liner that's doing, you know, 80 miles an hour, and you're not going to stop it and reverse course quickly, especially when you don't really have all the Republicans on board.
Right. Well, so expectations for the country is one thing, I think, and what Congress can do is not often entirely another, as we know, but this Congress can do a couple of big things because they've decided to use this budgetary procedure called reconciliation, which does not require 60 votes in the Senate. What that does, you guys, is that takes the brakes off. The Congress takes the brakes off. So the House can pass an Obamacare repeal, and the Senate can pass Obamacare repeal. Mm-hmm. And let me add, the House can pass tax reform using this process, and the Senate can pass tax reform. Whereas in the old days, if they weren't going to use this reconciliation procedure, you would always have the holdup in the Senate because Republicans don't have the 60 votes there right now. They have 52. And so so I would say, in answer to your question specifically, they can do a couple of very big things. The tax reform, of course, is connected with economic growth and all kinds of other potential for the nation. And it's been talked about for decades. Let's get this done. It's, you know, practically right after we reformed Texas in the 80s. So now we have this possibility for a couple of major things happening. So, yes, I would say, in answer to your question, it's very possible.
All right. Okay. So day one, when Donald Trump is sworn in and you have a Republican president, Republican Speaker of the House and Republican majorities there, Republican majorities in the Senate, what will actually be accomplished? Boom. Right off the bat.
Okay, right off the bat, if the House is able to repeal the health care law between now and January 20th, which is a possibility that they could do that, then I would say the president would sign that. That's one of the things that would happen. Or he would sign the RAINS Act, one of the other bills they're working on, which is rolling back some of the regulations. Don't forget, President-elect Trump campaigned on rolling back regulations and repealing the health care law. So those are two things that are possible right off the bat. Another possibility, the Senate is going to be working on cabinet appointees. Back in 2009, when Obama took office, they immediately voted in about 7 cabinet appointees on January 20th, which is Inauguration Day. The Senate intends to be in session January 20th and to start voting on nominees who have gone through committee process.
Right.
Democrats would like to hold all this up, but you have to remember the rules changed under the Democrats, where, again, only 51 votes are required for
that's right. Thank you, Harry Reid.
So that can move forward quickly.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Susan Ferriccio, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, both of you.